An excerpt from In the Year 2889 by Jules Verne. Little though they seem to think of it, the people of this 29th century live continually in fairyland. Could they but compare the present with the past, and so better comprehend the advance we had made? How much fairer would they find our modern towns? An excerpt from Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury. "Of course," he said, "you're the new neighbor, aren't you? And you must be the fireman." Her voice trailed off. "How oddly you say that." "I'd have known it with my eyes shut," she said slowly. "What, the smell of kerosene? My wife always complains," he laughed. "You never wash it off completely." "No, you don't," she said in awe. An excerpt from A Walk from Florida to New York by Edward Rodriguez. Sometimes the best laid plans fall apart. Then they become awesome. The Walk for Happiness Awareness was not my original plan. The plan was to drive to Washington, D.C., spreading happiness by sharing the smile along the way.